7 o'clock, Monday, September 18th. Welcome to the Schweitzer City Council meeting. 1.0, call to order, Mr. Saul.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford. Alderman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2.0, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3.0, public hearings and public comments. Item 3.1, public hearing for the purpose of providing citizens the opportunity to comment on the proposed 2017 property tax rate increase. We'll start over here on this side. Please state your name and your address, please.
I'm Neil Moyer, live at 18 North Country Club Drive. At the risk of sounding like I'm flogging a dead horse, and the horse has been dead for several years now, I still believe that the council has gotten out of the habit of providing the funding for necessary capital improvements for the repair and rehabilitation of our infrastructure. By having gotten out of doing that in past budgets, we failed to recognize that we're spending money to do the repairs and rehabilitation of our infrastructure. We're not improving it in the sense that we're making it better. We're just trying to keep it, I hate to say it, barely above water. And I do think that it's something which should be resumed by in the budget to provide a modest sum of about $50,000. I don't think that would kick the tax rate to a level that would be considered egregious or unreasonable. And hopefully it would resume the habit of providing those funds in the budget as a routine and regular item, because the infrastructure here is routinely suffering from issues. So that's my recommendation. I'd like you to give it consideration before the budget comes up and the tax rate is proposed. Thank you very much.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Yes, sir.
Would you allow me to ask Citizen Moyer a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Mr. Moyer, what do you think the tax rate should be? And what should we be providing for that has not already been in the budget?
Well, as I told you, there is no funding in the budget for the capital improvements, the repair and rehabilitation. I believe that $50,000 could be easily accommodated with a modest change in the proposed tax rate. I haven't done the math, but $50,000 out of a nearly $1 million budget is not serious. So as far as it's going to be something way over in the third, fourth, maybe even fifth decimal point of the tax rate. And if we don't do it today, we're basically going to play catch up at some time in the future. And we've seen that with other fiscal policies that have in the past been done. It took us a long time to get the water rates and such back to where they pay better. Bills were reduced, if you recall, post-Hurricane Ike and such, and it left us fiscally strapped. I think we need to keep a much more even course. I don't believe that's measured by the tax rate. That's not a fair measure of keeping an even course. What's fair is to keep the city's infrastructure, for example, adequately funded, and not having to make it into a crisis every time it pops up and becomes a real serious fiscal hurt.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Through here? Okay. All right. Moving on. 3.2, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. Start on this side of the room again. Name and address, please.
I'm still Neil Moyer. I haven't changed my I still live at 1118 North Country Club Drive. I would like to address the item dealing with amending the city code with hazardous operation of motor vehicles on flooded streets. I can't imagine whether anybody who's been doing this, and it's occurred enough times, not just more recently, that it goes beyond being inconsiderate, because it can create greater flood damage to homes that are affected by movement of water by the way. I think this is a fundamentally long-needed proposal, since we don't seem to be able to affect the way people think about their driving. I would like to see this, should the council adopt it, that the police department follow up and keep track of, particularly should this occur in the future, and I hope it doesn't, where these people are from, because I have a hard time believing that these really are considered residents of the community, but you know, I've been proved wrong on other ridiculous actions by some people who live in the community. So I think this is a good first step, and hopefully the council will see fit to approve it. Thank you.
Ansel? Anybody else? Okay. Moving on, 4.0, administrative reports, 4.1, monthly financial report, Mr. Stahl.
In your packet is the financial report. Year to date through the end of August. Also in your packet are balances of the various checking accounts the city has. And the general fund account balance at the end of the month is $327,212.71. The utility fund, $176,659.38. We currently are holding $60,696.96 in service deposits for our utilities and trash collection. The Texas Community Development Block Grant Fund has been transferred to general fund. Bank cycled 1 month to close that account, and so we have a balance at the end of August of 80 cents, and since that point, the account has been closed, so today the balance is zero. Tex Pool, which is our investment fund, has a balance of $412,778.36, and I would note that we have not made any withdrawals in the 11 months so far this year, and don't intend to this year. We have 4 certificates of deposit. We recently renewed one of those. The latter them maturity value of the 4 certificates of deposit we hold is $250,281.42. Our sales tax collections for the month of August for general sales tax $6,085.47, which brings our year-to-date collection of general sales tax to $78,767.14, and our road maintenance sales tax collected in the month was $1,521.37. Property taxes collected during the month of August was $4,082, bringing our year-to-date property tax collection to $857,413. And that's the financial report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council?
Two questions. So, any idea why how we missed the refuse collection amount so much at this point?
On the property tax collection rate?
No, the refuse collection, 4910-2. we're not going to make our budget on the revenue side. I'm just curious.
I don't know that that's the case. look at the numbers here.
Yeah, we're $31,000 down. We're not going to make that up this month. So,
well,
I'm just curious.
We are more than a month in arrears on what's posted on this report. As you may know, I do all of the deposits, and I also do all of the entries into QuickBooks for all of the revenues. And that is one that I am about 6 weeks behind on entering, so the money's in the bank, but not reflected in this number here.
So you think we're going to make it?
I think we're going to come in closer.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Rollins.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Item 4.2, report on drainage easement across 614 to 618 Sparkman Boulevard. Mr. Sullivan.
Mayor Sanford asked that this appear on the next agenda last week for the next agenda, which is today. and I have nothing to report in progress on the discussions with the city engineer or the city attorney in negotiating an easement on the property at 614, 618 Church Boulevard. And I'll recycle it in my report to the next meeting. And maybe at that point, we'll have some activity to report on.
Okay. Moving on, 5.0 business. 5.1, consideration approval of resolution number 2017-279, setting the date for a budget public hearing and meeting to adopt fiscal year 2017-2018 general fund and utility fund operating budget. Mr. Stahl.
We are we're on track to adopt a budget, which is a prerequisite to adopting a tax rate. That process has been ongoing. One of the things we do is we publish a notice of the public hearing so the citizens can make their comments on the budget, the proposed budget, which is the budget that I presented council with and put onto the city's website and which is available for public inspection. This resolution will formally set that meeting for that public hearing. For the adoption of a budget, as council may amend between now and then.
Thanks. Okay.
Mr. Stahl, as part of this agenda item, we did not have a budget workshop tonight. Could I make sure we have one on the agenda for the next week before we adopt the budget and tax rate?
Absolutely.
So I need to make a motion for that? Or can you just put it on there? I don't think I need to make a motion.
Given the amount of legalists that we've incurred this week in that topic, our recommendation would be you make a motion and take a vote and get three council members.
You're right. So first we need to make a motion that we adopt resolution number 2017-279, resolution of the City Council of the City of Short Acres, Texas, scheduling a public hearing on the proposed budget of the city for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2017, and ending September 30th, 2018, providing that a public hearing on the proposed budget will be conducted at a meeting of the City Council to be held on September 25th, 2017, commencing at 7 p.m. at the Short Acres City Hall and providing an effective date.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Yes.
Second. Okay. So we have a motion by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman McCallum. Do we have any discussion?
Yeah, I need to make an amendment. I'd like to amend this to add a budget workshop on September the 25th. Mr. Stahl, help me out here. I need to make a motion to have a budget workshop on next Monday night's meeting on the 25th. But
do you want to do it in that meeting, or do you want to have a workshop preceding as we've done before?
Let's have a workshop preceding it, just to make it clean.
Then I would not make an amendment to this. I would do that as a separate action. I would pass this and then make a motion to call a workshop meeting for 6 p.m. on the 20th.
All right. Okay, so we have a motion by Alderman Jennings, second by Alderman McCallum. Is there any discussion? Okay. All right, let's move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So we have it unanimous. Okay, moving on to 5.2, consideration approval of ordinance number 2017-280, amending the Shoreacre City Code by adding...
You can entertain this motion.
Okay, let's entertain. Let's go back.
Mr. Jennings, you want to make a motion for the budget workshop?
Do we need to do that now?
Well, you need to do it at the meeting, so now is as good a time as any.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we have a budget workshop on September 25th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the budget.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman McCallum. This is going to add a workshop September 25th at 6:30 to discuss the budget. Any discussion?
I just want to make it clear to everybody here. There are people who are probably confused tonight. There are continuing legal expenses that we're paying every day. And so we're just trying to make sure that we cover our bases so that we can actually vote on a budget next week. You know, that's really all we're doing here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I wish everybody had access to city email every day, but we don't, so.
Mr. McCallum?
I'm good.
Ms. Rollins?
I'm good.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Passes unanimous. So we will have a meeting next Monday at 6:30. Okay. Moving on. Item 5.2, consideration approval of ordinance number 2017-280, amending the Shoreacre City Code by adding section 62-7, prohibiting the hazardous operation of a motor vehicle on flooded streets. And I will make a motion, since this one, I put this on the agenda, and make a motion to pass a resolution of City Council of the City of Shoreacre. Excuse me one second. An ordinance amending Shoreacre City Code, adding section 62-7, hazard operation of motor vehicle on flooded street, providing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion brought by Bowles, seconded by Alderman McCallum. Reason I wanted to put this on the agenda and change the code, staying in the city during Harvey, several of us driving around, you see a lot of people driving, trying to drive the speed limit in high water and throwing a wake and causing more damage to property. It's not so much to find the people, it's to give the police an opportunity to stop them. Out on the highway, we were seeing cars drive through on a 146, throwing a wake down on Baywood, several homes there getting water, and it's ridiculous. I felt like something had to be done. So, and this will just give our police department an opportunity to stop them and let them know that what they're doing is wrong. So, any other discussion?
Yes. Chief, with this being passed, if it is passed tonight, I would hope that your guys, instead of making it a Class C misdemeanor, would raise the bar a little bit, because you can't teach common sense, and I hope they would go after them for reckless conduct with the tidal wave produced by those cars going into those homes as reckless conduct, because I think the DEA probably would take it under strong circumstances. Just food for thought.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jennings?
Yeah, my only question was how we enforce those, but I think Mr. Cowell just answered that.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, pass unanimous. Thank you all. Going to go on to 5.3, consideration approval of resolution number 2017-280, nominating a candidate for a position on the board of directors of the Harris County Appraisal District. Mr. James.
Make a motion to approve resolution 2017-280, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Shore Acres, Texas, nominating a candidate for the position of the board of directors for the Harris County Appraisal District, making various findings and provisions related to these subjects, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing evidence today.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so a motion made by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderwoman Ramos.
This is a routine thing. It happens to be that former tax assessor collector Mike Sullivan is going to be nominated for this particular position by Morgan's Point, LaFleur, Seabrook, everybody around us, actually. And so I just want to affirm that. All it is part of the board. It's one seat. All of the smaller cities in the Harris County area have a vote, and we can all nominate one person. And Mike was a pretty good tax assessor collector. It's a difficult position, but I think that he would do well.
Good. Mr. McGowan?
I'm on board.
Ms. Ramos?
I'm good.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That passes unanimously. Moving on. 5.4, consideration approval of resolution number 2017-281, thanking the community of Bluffton, South Carolina for the concern and show support shown to the citizens of Shore Acres in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Mr. Jennings.
Move for passage of consideration and approval of resolution number 2017-281, thanking the community of Bluffton, South Carolina for their concern and support shown to the citizens of Shore Acres in the wake of Hurricane Harvey.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman McCowan. Discussion?
I really don't. I mean, this city sort of stepped up and wanted to adopt us as a small town, and I think we should recognize them for their efforts.
Okay. Mr. McCowan?
Of all the states that I would like to go visit, South Carolina is probably one of them. The only bad thing about it is South Carolina is known for a special breed of a dog that no one's heard of called a Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N. And they're chocolate, and they're great little bird dogs. So if anyone should go to South Carolina and pick one up, make sure you drop it off at 526 Shore Acres Boulevard for me, please. But no, thank you very much.
All right. I think they stepped up and showed some support. It's my understanding they're a small community like us and coastal, and we just felt the love on that. So, Ms. Ramos?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Okay, that one passed unanimously. Let's see. I believe that is the last item. Yes. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Give a second.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderwoman Ramos. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Passes. Good night, y'all. Thanks for coming.